Friday night, we're having that fun. It's like,
welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. I was laughing. I thought that our intro had went on and introduced itself in another show, but it came back to scare me promptly. This is Jethro Smith and Patty Negri getting ready to go wild for you, getting ready to have some fun. A lot of you new listeners are tuning into 773-897-6461 for the first time, and I'm excited for you because you're going to get the best of the best. Patty Negri is an actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist, all-around fun person. She started conducting her first seance at the age of 8. Since then, she's been radio, TV, film, and working across America in a lot of areas of showing us that being a medium, being a witch, is positive, light, fun. Patty, how are you doing?
I'm excellent. Happy Friday. Good Friday. So many holidays, so many belief systems. I love it. It's all about spring and life and yay.
Love that. Yeah, and see, that I have friends telling me, they said, you know, Jethro, you're always looking for a holiday to eat. And they were telling me today that we should not have meat. And I've got to be honest, I'm being good. I'm on a diet. And those of you tuning in, I'm doing very well. I've lost 4 pounds. Thank you for all the fans, the positive support. I'm eating very natural. And tonight we went on a little bit of a crazy bench. I found a cupcake recipe that turns them into cookies. And I made a couple of things today on my little binger. And I love my sister Linda out there. You sent me jelly beans, all this candy in the house. And so, Patty, have you ever heard of that you're not supposed to eat meat on Good Friday?
No, but I don't know a lot about I guess that would probably be Christian, Catholic or Christian. It's not Protestant Christian, I don't think. Or it could be, so maybe it's a Catholic thing. I don't know. It's not in my realm of understanding. I just had a steak. I'm so sorry.
We're so much alike. And I laugh because we were like, and I had made crab salad and I made some other things. And people were like, Jethro, you're on a little fish binge. And I was just, it's because it was Friday and I felt in the mood. I thought it was a very festive occasion. And so I just got to tease you guys that are tuning in. I've got a lot of you guys going, oh, gosh, you guys are always talking about the wildest things. Yes, we talk a lot of food. I've got a little emails here. We're going to start right off on the bat. And then you guys on the phone, hang on. We'll get to you and do a few minutes here with each call. Those of you new, please be ready when I say your area code to tell me your name and then have your question. I do know that a lot of individuals are liking to call in and just say whatever you're getting. Well, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do very much because we have people waiting behind you. And if you want that full reading, get with us at Psyches Gone Wild or PattyNegri.com or JethroSmith.net, and we'll give you that full reading. We are fully accomplished people, and what we're doing here is we're having fun. Fridays is our fun day, so we welcome you, and do know that some of you guys have been on quite a few during the week, and I've had people just saying pass because, you know, you like to listen to the show, and we know that Blog Talk has went crazy. So if you get in and you've had a reading 3 times this week, please just say, you know, pass. I'm listening to you guys. We love you because we want you to listen in, but it's like going to the Oracle, and let's say Patty and me both keep going to the Oracle, and then you've got Melissa going to the Oracle, you've got Linda going to the Oracle, you've got Jan, and we've went there 5 times in a week, and we've asked them, is so-and-so going to get this? It's too much. You know that one. It's your house. If somebody keeps knocking on your door, they can have the best thing in the world, and you're finally going to say, take those cookies and get out of here. So please just think of it that way a little bit, that, you know, that we don't want to keep doing that. And in fairness to all the new people, if you haven't been on, hang on. We've got a lot of people, and me and Patty have a lot of fans, so we're going to try to go through this as quick. Patty, we've got an email here right off, a very serious one, unfortunately, but a one that very much needs to be handled. This person is in Helena, Montana, and he's writing in a conversation that he has had individuals calling him a lot of different names because he chooses to do the Wiccan. He's very much very proud of his ancestors because his ancestors have done work and have been known in different parts of California and actually here in Illinois and over here and close to me by Georgia. And as he started working with the people that he's around, he's finding out that in Montana, individuals are very frightened of this and they're very upset. His friends have suggested that he not invite people over for dinner for the fear that being he's Wiccan, he might be using herbs that they don't know. He's at his wit's end and he wants some help. Patty, can you give me suggestions on how I can live and be positive as a Wiccan in Montana?
Yeah. You do not have to. We do not proselytize. If it's something you actually think is going to upset someone or something that's going to frighten someone, we don't want to upset or frighten anybody. You're going to lie about it or keep it to yourself, but some things don't need to be advertised. I was told that a long time ago by a teacher. It's not like we think everybody has to be like, no, follow my way, follow my belief system. We don't. Everybody's pretty right, actually, or I do, and it's just your choice of path. So if people are ridiculing you because you're out, maybe just not keep it a little quiet, but just don't advertise it so much. And if people are going to worry about what herbs you're using coming for dinner, holy moly, maybe they're not the people you really want to have to dinner anyway. I know you can make real friends there, good friends there, who are not good enough to explain to them your belief system, how it has nothing to do with devil worship, how it has nothing to do with turning people into frogs or darkness or evil. Most people will understand that. I've even placed it in, in the middle of the country, who actually can understand it if once you take away their fears and the untruths about it. But maybe, again, just lay low when you're around people that you just really don't know until you get to know them.
Apologize, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Those of you listening in, Patty's getting cut out of the phone.
So I am?
Yeah, it's cutting way in and out. We're going to just hang on a minute. So those of you, hang on just a sec and then go there. So we're going to just take a few minutes here. You guys can listen to I Do Love You by our listener, Rose Kay. She's has taped this song for us. Let's take 2 minutes. Let me work with the system. And I apologize, Patty. It's just that we're so busy tonight. But hang on, you guys, and we'll be right back. And we love you, Rose Kay, and we thank you guys. I took just a little bit there. I've got all of you guys going, what's going on? A lot of you new ones. We just had a little bit of a technical difficulty. I think we've got it fixed. Patty, can you hear us?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it when it goes, it will listen to a little bit as you're talking. Also, it'll just wong out, and then it just cuts out. We get to hear only a piece of the conversation.
Oh.
Yeah. We've got some work here. I'm going to go ahead and go with the energy of it, and we're checking it out, and it looks like Skype is doing this, and it's like as we're going into another level of it, it looks like that it seems to be them that's going into it. So as we're dealing with this energy, you guys just bear with us a little bit. This happens sometimes with the phones. We are going through another level of adding people, so what we'll do is we'll just take a second here, and then we'll go ahead and begin the show. We got Patty.
I'm back. I was gone.
Yeah, it's something.
I just came back.
Yay, she's back. And
I'm back. Oh, I'm exhausted.
Yes, it's been one of those days, those of us that know this energy. And so we're just going to go right into the phones, and we love all of you guys. Be patient with us. Let's get through this, and let's have some fun. 858, it's Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Patty and Jetra?
Great.
Hi. I have a question. So you have to ask one question. I am in the middle of the grievance regarding my employment. It may take several months, maybe until September. I'm not quite sure how long it will take. But do you think that it will be resolved in my favor or it will not?
And I need your name. For your guide's permission, I apologize.
Anne.
Anne, okay. Thank you, Anne.
Sure.
Go on, because I wasn't quite sure of the question.
Yeah, if
okay.
They're telling me that
I can repeat the question if you like, Patty.
Sure. Please.
Patty, I'm in the middle of the grievance regarding my employment. I was told that I need to file this grievance with the outside agency, and I would like to know if it will be resolved in my favor or not.
Okay. A grievance. Okay. Sorry.
Grievance, yes. I was told it may take several months, maybe until September, maybe earlier. I have no idea, but...
I'm getting that there's still a little bit of a battle. Not that means you're going to be out there fighting about something, but it's not done yet. I am seeing that it's going to be good, though, but it's not done yet. Jethro?
No, it's not done because they are still investigating this. I need to submit some additional paperwork. They asked me to submit additional paperwork, and they say it may take a few more months, maybe until August or September, until they make a decision.
Right.
So you think it will be favorable for me, the decision, or it will be not favorable for me? You were saying good, right?
I was getting good. Again, I get that somebody is fighting against you, though, whether it's the
your
company, that they really are, they're going to say whatever they can to get the thing to go the other way. But I am getting out that it's going to come okay. But I know, Jeff, are you going to come?
I get that, too, and that's what we're both getting. We're feeling it's favorable. It's a little bit of a fight there, and we're both getting that. We do apologize because the phone's being a little crazy, and I ask you guys, this is something really that'll help. I know that you really get excited when we're going to it. Let us take just that second. It's like in a conversation when someone's going, hello, yes, and hello, give us just that minute. We don't want to think a sentence ahead, and I know this sounds wild, but me and Patty, if you guys are hearing it tonight, what's going to happen is you're hearing another part of the phone. What'll even be better, give us that little bit of time. We're right in the middle of two planet transitions. And me and Patty are really good, but we're between really strong big planets. And we're a littler planet if you look at the size of Earth compared to Jupiter and Saturn. So as this energy is happening tonight, you're going to experience energy. And I've got two astrologers that are writing me frantically from New York, and they're going, you two are out of this world. We're having this stuff over here. They said that they were listening to the show, they can hear other energies, so we'll listen to the archive. So that's what's happening. And so we do ask tonight, we're going to go a little bit with it. Give us that little bit. So if you hear a few seconds of dead air, don't freak. It's me and Patty. We're both working real hard, but the guys are doing it too. That's what's going on, Patty. No wonder we're having all this wild energy.
Yeah, it's really wacky.
510, you're on Psyche's Gone Wild. And Ann, call back. I know they've got you on an energy thing. We'll try to look for it. We got there. We think we answered your question. We've got 510. What do you know? 510. I would say they didn't want to say much of what they knew, so they're keeping it to themselves. And that happens. You don't have to say to me, I love you anyway. 440, hello, this is Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro and Patty. Are you ready to go wild?
I am.
Woo!
So thanks for taking my call. My name is Marianne.
Yes. Yeah,
and, pardon?
I apologize, Marianne. I mumbled. I didn't mean to. Go ahead, Marianne.
Okay, and I have a question about a job. I have been interviewing for a job, and I thought that the interviews went very well. I've had, I think, 5 of them for this job. Actually, there's 2 positions, and I'm waiting to hear back. So they were supposed to make a decision this week, have heard nothing, and was wondering what you saw there.
I'm getting that this is just, it's still in the works. It looks like it's going really well, but this is like a holiday week. This is a week nobody has to do, is how I feel, between everything planetary and then the holiday. I'm getting positive. You see it. You pretty feel positive about it.
Oh,
yeah.
I really do. So, I mean, I've had, like I said, I kept moving up, and they had me meet with the vice president of the group, and I'm kind of like, okay, they're not going to have me meeting with somebody that high up if I'm not a serious candidate. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, which is why I'm like, okay, why haven't I gotten an offer yet?
Yeah. I don't know what kind of business that is. This is already not productive in business week, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Jethro, you might get something different.
No, I feel the same thing, and I feel like there's a little bit of energy there happening with you. And Mary Ellen, you're in the same kind of energy that me and Patty are, or Marianne, I'm sorry, is that the energy's pulling you, and there's like all this other work around you. They're also talking to me a little bit on the other part of this, that you have something there. You have an energy that is there that was raised as an entity or some kind of energy that's there from some emotions that are going on around you a little bit. I feel like that's part of what needs to go. You know, and people get upset, and don't get upset me, because we all do it. I would suggest a salt bath. I would suggest some energies to diffuse some of that energy that's going on around you.
Okay. That's a good suggestion. In fact, that's what I did last night. So,
and it's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's like having on salt on your food. A couple times a week isn't going to hurt you. It's not like your skin's going to go, I'm leaving town if you salt me again, you know.
Very good. Well, thank you both.
Thank you. Good luck. Let us know when you get it.
And we love with you guys. We've got a lot of you guys writing in. We're going to take a few seconds here because 626-580, you're coming up. We've got a lot of 626. Last time you guys came in from California, you were totally wild. Please keep it down. No, I'm kidding. You know we love when you're wild. You guys made me laugh so hard yesterday. I've got to tease you. I don't know if you guys are watching. There's jelly beans being flied all over Facebook. We've got some other ladies. DC Love is absolutely wild. She will be someday controlled. Candy, we can't. The woman's just totally insane, but we love her the more. I don't know what to tell you guys. They're having fun. Kimberly, we have working with you. If you'd like to interview and come on, do it. We're going through the quick ones, but we've got an email here. Patty Negri, I have asked my friends 3 times of these different questions, and nobody can come up with this. We've worked with Psychic for years. Please help me. Is it true that when you're going over to the other side and doing mediumship work, there are times that you have to work with other energies to get there? I have been told that you have to have a permission from a gatekeeper to go through the veil. Is this true?
I've never thought about it in those specific ways. I do ask permission. I do call in the guardians of the watch powers. That's who I work to sort of open the gates for me. I've never put it in that exact terms of permission for gatekeeper, but words are just words. The way I work, I kind of work a little bit elementally and then a little bit So, but there's certainly nothing wrong in asking permission, especially if it's something you're new to doing. It has to be done respectfully and gray. And I did that. Am I another one who didn't answer your question?
She said that thank you. This helped me, Patty. I think you're the best. I will continue listening. It does make sense to me. I will look up what you're telling me and see what it helps. I would also like to someday contact you. I will be checking with you to see about classes. I had a friend teach me how to anoint a candle.
Wait, I'm lost again.
Uh-oh, we've got it, Patty. We can hear you. So.
Okay.
They're telling us to tell Pat to get with Patty, do it at pattynegri.com. And Patty does do classes. We've had a lot of information of people, you know, through the time Patty has a lot of them. It's pattynegri.com. I guess we're having that. It's McDonald's ordering again. I don't know what's happening there, but we had somebody that's ordering out food. Please get an order of fries for me and keep the calories and all the salt. But, you know, let me have the fun of thinking I ate it. I don't know what's going on. We have high energy. We have someone else that worked with me and explained to me the frequency. If you guys know of a curing camera, it's like the Aura camera. The difference is a curing camera goes in and takes a little bit of electrodes that sends through your energy as you take the picture. Nothing to hurt you, just enough to be able to catch your kundalini. Well, if you look at what's happening with the energies, this is where the radio does this. It was explained to me by a very left side person. I love them dearly, and it was over my head. But lightly, if you think of how a curing camera sends electricity, me and Patty and different ones come together, and when we're that high of energy, we will pick up stuff. I laugh that we've had people order fries over this. We've had other things. I've looked down. There's no phones. It's because the one said, literally, you're got McDonald's. McDonald's is four blocks from my house, and I know because I walk there when I'm in trouble. But it's like I really want to tease you guys. We've got such high energy that tonight's the night to really laugh and enjoy the readings. We're going to be very direct, but on with it. We've got a full house, so I hope you guys are loving the wild energy. 580, what do you know? 580.
Hi, Jethro.
Hello.
This is Vicki from Oklahoma.
Vicki, where have you been hiding, our little wild girl?
Oh, Jethro. I feel like everything's just like overwhelming right now. I've been hiding.
I can feel it. I told you those men would love you, and you guys see, you believe me now. You realized I was psychic, didn't you, Vicki? I wasn't just teasing you. I said that you're going to have to hide from those men.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, they're all so jealous. Jethro, my question is, for the last, since March 20th, we've been going through some proceedings over my granddaughter, and I want to know what you're picking up on that, how it's going to come out.
It's your granddaughter. I'm getting tears here. Are you feeling it, Patty? I feel like there's frustration. Vicki, I'm really sorry to tell you this. You know, you've become our friend. You called us in a bad situation. We've all become, you know, through the years reading you and energy. But I feel like this with your granddaughter is there's other fight there. There's something else going on with red tape or something else that's going to go on. And I feel like you're going to have to take this on fully and assertively to keep this in the situation. I feel this being like court law. I'm seeing this person going through other means to cause problems for you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
we've
money.
We've been in court three times since March 20th.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Wow.
This is a different one. You usually talk to us about your husband on the other side, and you really threw me a card because I'm ready to over the energy. Patty, can you hear her husband there? Patty's very able to go through the veil. I know, Vicki, you're new and one of our winners from the show, but Patty, what can you? Her husband's giving her advice. If Patty, we were real nice to her, maybe she'll help us. What he wants to say, he's like.
Yeah, what I'm getting somehow, you might understand it better than I do, is something about. This sounds really silly, but I mean, almost, did he like Kenny Rogers music?
Did he what?
Because he's like quoting, like Kenny Rogers. I'm getting game, almost quoting Rogers, I think it's a Kenny Rogers song, which I think is just symbolic, that know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. Is that something he would say to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I, good of a singer. But maybe it's all about, though, using discernment within this. I think you're doing whatever you're supposed to be doing and needing to be doing, correct? But there's certain things maybe you put your energy is kind of what I get from what he's singing to me or quoting.
It's funny. I love you, Patty. Patty's picking this up really good energy, and they're shaking their heads and everything. And if you feel, visualize your husband and you knew him, and he's singing this to Patty, and he's all being shy and everything else to her, like he's like, okay, and he's like telling her, but he was pushing energy. That's exactly what he wants you to do with this. You know, there's no sense in you putting out all these big fortunes for this. You love your child. You know there's energy. The laws are the law, and I feel this other person's doing it for silly reasons. They're just trying to nickel and dime you. As Patty said, know when to fold them, know when the dealing's done. And I love what they said. They got other people to, no, we're not going to sing it to you in Alabama. These people are just so, if Patty and Jethro will sing it, I'll tip you. If you send us one of those $25 packets of stones to give away on this show, I might sing for you. We got a team, one of my rock friends, we gave away a malachite stone to Tina Miller, and she wrote me back a very nice positive thing. So now they're teasing me, and he's going to give us another one tonight. He's got a secret stone he's going to tell me here in 3 minutes, and I have to wait expectantly until the half-hour mark. So, Vicki, we love you. We thank you, and I agree with me and Patty. That song holds a lot to you. I would also sit down. Those of you who are listening in to Clear Audience, like Patty just did there, if someone, the guides give you one, sit down and listen to the music and take that time, because one of the really good things, a good example, she just did a good song here, and it's very true with what they're saying. What are those pieces of the song saying? Every one of those songs have a theme. I had a friend that was very adept at this singer, and they go, I keep getting this song. What they were telling her basically was to let go. In this case, I feel they're telling you, like he's instructing you, that's going to give you the clues. He's also going to help you with some of the other work there. He's decided that, you two are separated only by the veil, and I feel that he's going to help you because the family gets you guys to get it together, Vicki. And it's funny, he's laughing about the men. He said he always knew that you were one that would have to fight these men off. He said at least when he was there, he was keeping a few away. I love it. Vicki, we love you. Definitely, you've got a reading. It's one of our winners that won, and we want to make sure you guys get with us. Having a wireless energy, the static distance just went up. I'm going to get one of those little guns that they do, and I'm going to start shooting this show to see who's hiding in the rooms, because we got them coming off the rafters. 626-252, what are you going to do?
Hi, my name is Laura.
Welcome, Laura.
I wanted to see if
they grabbed Laura. She made it to the first round. And then they come out. Laura, please call back. We apologize. Oh, my goodness. 678. Psyche's gone wild. Would you like to talk?
Hello. How are you guys?
Great. This is Jethro and Patty. We're having a lot of crazy energy. Could you give us your name and the question while we're trying to catch Laura and get her back?
Sure. This is Kathy, and my question is, I had an interview on Wednesday, and I think it went well. I'm just trying to see what you guys think and see if I'm going to get an offer.
Kathy?
Was it with a man?
Yes.
Kathy? Okay, I pulled the man.
Well, the first person was a man.
He definitely likes you. He likes you. You showed him that I'm getting some, that you're able to, whatever this job is. I think he's looking.
Hello?
Yeah, and it looks really good to me. Like, this is going to be a nice thing for you, that it's going to be something new taking off and kind of fun for you, kind of creative for you.
You cut out a little bit. You said, I only heard, he liked me and I can do the work.
Oh, yeah, he saw that in your talent that you would be really good at it. And then I said, I think he's looking at numbers right now for some reason, whether it's the money or he's figuring out, I don't know if they talk pay with you or anything like that yet, but that's what he's looking at now. So it looks really good to me. This would be a really good takeoff, good forward moving thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree, too. We're feeling it very positive, Kathy. They said it's going to go through. And please let us know. We always want to hear with us on how our ratio is. You can get it at psychicsgonewild.com and check with us so we can go ahead and put in for this, you know, with you. Tonight, we're giving away a beautiful sphere, 55-millimeter fluorite ball. Now, those of you who know what fluorite is the healing, protection, draw in positive energy. It is purple. It is green. It's a beautiful ball. We just found that out. We will be giving that away from psychicsgonewild.com to one lucky person. If you put in at psychicsgonewild.com, you go on the left side, contact us, and then put in your information. So, yay, here we go. We'll be doing that, and I'll give you guys a good, we'll say, 10 minutes to do that, and then we'll pull the first name that comes up there. At 10:40 Eastern Time, I will pull the first name that I flip on that email with as they're printing out here. I've got a couple of you typing in to me that it's been very hard tonight. I know it is the energy. I've checked. Blog Talk is on. We've got Skype on with me and Patty. It is very difficult, and I do know that from reading today, I personally I left a psychic circle of 15 people. It was very, in all my years, probably one of the most unusual because of it. I also have brought in a healer friend that's helping me right now work with some friends, and we're going to do some work on light energy. Patty, can you say today, have you had any of the experience of with this planet, you know, real push right now?
Yeah, it's been a little chaotic and hard to move through and finish things. Some people's emotional things seem high, emotions seem high, and just a little chaotic. It's hard to focus. It's hard to talk, actually. I'm not doing so well at it. I got through stuff, and I had a few really great moments of clarity and being able to talk, but it's been a bit of a challenge. Is that what you've experienced? Or?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, they said that as you're going through the energy, they said there's some other people working with this very intensely raising the vibration. Those of you who know that we're doing this across the country, we'll start a wave and we'll do a light vibration all the way from this coast to the other coast, then from friends of us going to Hawaii on through the country as different friends and all the way through United Kingdom back around. And they're experiencing, as I'm reading here from United Kingdom, they're having a lot of situation with the Light Brotherhood of individuals who are contacting with a lot of awkward problems. Mediumship is very awkward. The veil's more thicker than usual. We're having people seemingly not sure and working with trying to get their clarity because, you know, with it. So it's a worldwide thing. So bear with us, guys. We love you. And the funnest thing is we get to have fun and do exactly what we're doing. We've got an email here, and I'm going to pick up 315. Don't go anywhere. You'll be next. We've got a little bit of energy, and I don't know. I'm trying to find Laura at the bottom here. I apologize that it obviously went crazy with it. We've got a lot of calls. Sometimes the guys will let you in. I'll be watching. I'll try to pick you back up, and I owe you an apology. I've also had a couple of phone calls to me tonight. I want to laugh at you guys. I'm a multiple tasker, but I got to talk. How can I pick up the phone and talk with you and still do the show with Patty? It's kind of a little think there. I'm not trying to be mean, but you might realize that if I pick up the phone, I hang up this one, and then the show goes goodnight, and we don't want to do that. 315, it's like he's gone wild, and it's Jethro and Patty, and I don't know who else teasing us. How are you?
Hey. Hey, everybody. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Annette, you little wild one, you stayed up late and come out with your hair done up and ready to tease us.
Yeah, I slept through the last two nights. I couldn't do it.
You slept through my last two nights of show when I gave my heart and soul?
I know. I just had to quit taking that medicine at night. It just knocked me right out.
No, I ain't taking your medicine. Don't you say that. I've got enough guilt on my plate of me going, now I took away her medicine and you'd get sick and then your lover would come over here and beat on me.
There you go.
Nanette, we love you. Happy Easter to you. We are going on with everyone here. This is one of our regular listeners and friends in New York. Please tell all your friends to put in because in about 5 minutes or 6 minutes we're going to give away that beautiful fluorite. And you're also in. You were one of our winners.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Hey, thank you. That means a lot. Did you like the presents? I mean, they are a little silly. I have people say that my look on my face there is like someone stuck a cold hand up my shirt.
No, I like them. You know, my grandson has to wear your T-shirt, though, because it's too small for me, but he likes it, so.
Okay.
I go, that's my friend on there.
Thank you. That means a lot. No, that means when you put your shirt on your grandson, that means that you feel I'm dear. That makes me feel very good. You know how you treat people's things is how you feel about them. I've been afraid I would see him driving down the street and they'd be on people's tied to their radio thing so they could get a good station or something. I'm like, oh, no. We love you, Jeanette. Happy Easter.
Thank you, honey.
We are here, and we are Psychics Gone Wild, and we're out of this world. We have a lot of you guys writing in. Jethro, I'm listening in to you tonight through iTunes, and for some reason, there's this real pretty song behind it, but the guy is speaking in a language I don't understand. Is there something meaning about this psychically? No, it's just wild energy, and I bet iTunes is really experiencing it, too. So bear with it. A lot of times when this happens, when we get back and we go into the archives, it's fine. It's just... And I've learned this through the years. 603, it's you, me, and Patty. That rhymes. Let's do it all the time. How would you like to have a reading tonight? All right.
After the day I've had, I would love one. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, it's Rose.
Rose, your beautiful song was on tonight. We put it in to get the energy. It was very good. We're getting a lot of people saying how beautiful your voice is. You would like a reading. You've got to be specific, and we got to ask something different. What have we got here?
Okay. Well, it was a really good day. I gave Steve his birthday gift today, and that was the CD with the song and a really nice card. And we just had a really nice time. We didn't, you know, I took him to breakfast, and then we did some other stuff, and I put the CD in for him, and he listened to it, and a couple other songs that I made for him played, and I just felt like a real closeness today, and I'm hoping that maybe this is turning the tables a little bit in my favor.
I don't know. What are you feeling, Patty? Are you feeling with this, the relationship with them? I hope they haven't took our Patty away. Give us back our Patty. We want our Patty.
Oh, no. Patty, help.
It is wildest. It's getting like that. Yes, they have. We will be contacting her. Just hang on as we go through the little craziness of why does the world make us silly? It is a song. And it's called Wild. That's where I came up with this world. And today we are literally there. Patty?
I'm back.
She's back.
Yeah.
From
Hi,
Nobody.
Patty.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. It is so intense. Well, we've got Rose here. Rose Kay, would you tell her a little bit of what you're asking
yeah.
what Patty's picking up?
Yeah, I celebrated Steve's birthday today instead of Monday because I don't have a sitter for Monday. Went to breakfast, did a couple things. I helped him with some tax stuff, but in the car... I gave him his CD. I put my song on. And I also put my song that I did that Jethro plays. That was first. And then John Legend's song, All of Me, was number two song. And he reached out and held my hand. And held my hand through, like, the songs and everything today. And it was just real. I just felt a sense of closeness, like things are turning around. Like he's actually really feeling, he's starting to feel the same. I don't know. It was just different today. It was like a warmer feeling. It was like he was understanding me finally through my songs, through the card I gave him. And I was just, you know, wondering if I'm feeling the right thing.
I'm getting that you are. I'm getting that there's more balance of heart with him, if that makes sense, and literally luck turning your way. And I'm getting that, again, like you said, understanding. It's all about understanding, almost like traditional belief systems, getting it, if that makes sense, getting it from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how to create energy so beautifully. You know how to move energy so beautifully with your music and just in energy itself. So,
Do you see him telling this other person? eventually about his feelings that he might have realized more?
Okay, let me see.
Ooh. Or is she just going to stop the whole thing and walk away?
Well, I'm getting a little bit of, I'm not going to get this, it's not going to be that easy, no. I'm getting a little bit of a battle there. I'm getting a little bit of battle there, but with a happy ending. But I am getting a little bit of like, he's not what, you know, he's not happy about that, doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want the battle or the confrontation, but I am getting a happy ending with it.
Okay. I know. In time. I'm patient. I'm patient, and again, I've been told.
Yeah, and there's a little release in there somewhere for everybody concerned, I think, of letting go of something, of releasing something.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Whether even it's the angst or the anxiety or expectations or non-expectations or fears, there's just, it's telling me it's all about a little bit of release. Nothing release him, release anything like that, but just there's something being held on
emotional
to.
Emotional release.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was feeling like his emotions, even though he didn't say anything. I mean, he said, thank you for the card and thank you for the CD. They were really nice. I don't expect him to come out and say to me, I love you. But I just felt like, I felt through him holding my hand. It was just different. It was like a warmer feeling, you know, that he was starting to actually feel the same thing I've been feeling for so long, you know. And it just felt good, but then it was a little scary too. And I didn't bring anything up. I didn't talk about anything. I didn't ask him anything. I just, you know, we just went through the day and hung out and, you know, to tech stuff and ran errands and everything. And, you know, nothing was brought up, but it was a good day.
I think that's kind of perfect because we can't push or force,
right?
You know.
Awesome.
It's like his little eyes are opening. That's how I'm seeing it. But again, you both have stuff that's not serving you to let go of.
Right.
I feel that too, and we welcome you. We thank you. We hope we're helping you. Rose K, thank you for giving us permission to play your song. We've enjoyed it. We have fun. We will off
beautiful.
And on play it. Beautiful. You rock, Rose, and stay out there, hang in, and happy Easter. Don't get too
happy
many of those.
Easter.
Yeah. Don't let those bunnies get you bit or anything that you don't want to happen. We've got people being silly and crazy again that they're writing me. They said, Jethro, the most funnest show is yet to come. I can just see it with you and Patty. When I listen to this tomorrow, I've got to go to bed. Okay, well, good night. We love it. Some of you guys are getting really wound. Patty, tell everybody where they can see you if they were to come out. They're asking me if there is some places you can tell them of some dates where if they wanted to have a reading with you that they could schedule in a reading. Where would they go?
Well, if they want to see me live, I am in Los Angeles. I'm actually in Hollywood, in the Hollywood Hills, and I see people all the time right here at my home. I'm doing a gallery read on May 18th. Some other wonderful psychics and members of the Federation, as Jethro and I, if he was here, he'd be doing it too. Members of in Shinhe Park, Suzanne Grace, Van Duren and LeVan Figueredo. So we have that in the Los Angeles area. June, I'm traveling to Texas. If anybody's in the Dallas area, June 20, 21, 22, I'm going to be doing a couple workshops. I'm going to do reading. I'm going to be doing a gallery. And I'm doing 4 TV shows this week.
Excellent, you guys.
But give me a call. I try to put things onto my blog and post. But I do have a few public things coming up, as well as I see people there all the time.
And Patty, I've got, actually we have down 6 emails tonight on our new ones. We're going to just take one out. Give me a number from 1 to 6, Patty, and that will be the winner of the fluorite sphere.
Lucky 3.
Lucky three. Oh, Bonnie Konitsky. I am Kinsey's mom. I love the energy. Bonnie Konitsky, you're the winner of the fluorite. I've got everything here. We will be sending that to you. Allow 5 to 7 days because I live in Florida and I don't know, but for some reason I think that they want to check and make sure that I'm not sending out anything that's too wild. I had a friend tell me yesterday that he had a person in the mail office tell him that they do joke about all the mail I get. They think that I either have gotten really famous or I have a bunch of wild people. And I said, probably both with this show. So definitely, Bonnie, congratulations. And yay, I think, yeah, she's actually in the room. Go, Bonnie. Yeah. You know, we love this. And I've got the rest of you guys that have put in. I'll make the printout here. I'm putting them all over here, so I'll stick them in for the next one. Bonnie, you're also in. And then we will be picking next week out of the box. So it's just, we just take times. We try something a little different. You know, variety is the spice of life, and we got to keep it spicy. Those of you know that we, you know, we got to keep life where we enjoy it. Let's do another phone reading. We got 580. What do you know, 580?
Hello.
Hello, welcome. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
Jennifer.
Welcome, Jennifer. What do you think of this crazy show?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Vicky's daughter, the one from Oklahoma that you talk to all the time.
Yes, I love your mom. Vicky's a cutie.
Yeah. I have a question about my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I smell like, I can be sitting at home alone and I can smell like cologne, you know, and it's like there and then it like just goes away and everybody thinks I'm crazy because I smell it. Well, my mom was sitting here the other day and she smelled the same thing. Is he trying to give me a message or anything?
He's wanting you to know that he's there and he's watching for you.
Yep. He also knows you're into some kind of stress right now. He's showing me something about your side. He's telling me that you've got something because of the relationship or something that you were in that you're hurting on your left side.
Yeah.
And that's why. And he says that you better get it taken care of. There's no reason for you to be letting that happen.
Okay.
You know, and you and I know that you've had a hard time, is what he's saying. He says he, you know, and it's good to meet you, Jennifer. I've read around you. First time I've ever really, you know, in the years doing this, that met you actually, you know, but it's good to talk to you.
Yeah.
He's telling me real clearly that, in fact, he said he also knows that it's like you, I do feel that they're going to be able to work with this and get it taken care of and things handled. You got to keep going on. Just because he's gone doesn't mean you got to keep, let yourself get down. And he, you know, there's never been a time that he hasn't stood up for you. He's still standing up for you. And he doesn't like this man. I'm not sure what's going on with this man, but there's a man that was in your life that needs to go down the road.
My husband.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, the plot thickens. You guys are, I don't know about you guys in Georgia. I was, you know, I was a nice little Rocky Mountain guy that moved over here, and I read for you guys. And, well, your guys, your family just like, I said take him down to the river, and they don't mean to give him a little dowsing. You know, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Yeah, that's what's happening. And he's going to make sure that things go through there for you. When you feel it, like I said, he's also, there's going to be someone better coming is what I feel.
Okay.
We love you, Jennifer.
Well, thank
you. Hopefully home.
Thank you so much.
Very intense night. Boy, this is kind of, I feel like it's family when you read for the kids. It's family. But then it tells you how many times I've read because they're like, I've read for the mom now, and I've read for the daughter. I feel the little baby there. I can hear her. I'm like, look, give me the grandkid. Let's talk to you. I love to do this. Patty, let's tell everybody. I know people ask us why me and you keep the wild schedule. Why do we both do this? I know that I do it for the fun and making people laugh. I love the fact of putting the energy out there in a way. Patty, tell us why you do it. I mean, you do some intense things. You do things that people are a little scared of sometimes.
And if they only knew, they would be at all. How do I do? Oh, or why do I radio show? Or why do I
read and do mediumship and talk to dead people? And you know,
because I have to, because it's love it, because it's a gift I was given, because it's how I can really help people. I'm conduit for spirit to help people, and all my other things. But this is what's still. This is my. It's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't know. That's how I was born.
It's like asking a person, it's a bird, why do you fly? I love exactly that. I just put in the best terminology. 412, what do you want to do with me and you and Patty too? I got to rhyme it all the time. Come on, 412, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Happy, excited, doing well with my friend Patty. I want to help you. You are?
My name's Keisha. I've called y'all show before. It was a long time ago, though.
Oh, now you find us. Now you want us, huh? Keisha. Welcome back. I'm so glad to hear your voice. What question you got for us, Keisha?
I wanted to know where you see my love life heading.
Oh, the favorite question I love.
And I love how your voice went like 12 octaves higher on that question.
Girl's got some alto in there when it comes to love. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's an energy there. When you brought the energy in, I'm feeling there's two people. There's something happening here where you had to take a step back a little bit from relationship. They're telling me that there's a point here, I feel like, that you were tired of what you were catching at the fishing pond, so you stopped fishing, and now there's something happening where you're ready to be back into the energy, and they said that that is going to even be a very positive development for you of putting together a new love or a new strength. And so I'm feeling they're telling me something new here, but I keep seeing this guy that you were a friend becoming more. Whoa, that's like that. It's like it's like a new person, a new relationship with someone you have been friends with. Is that helping? Is that how am I saying it right? I hope.
Yeah, there's a couple guys that I'm kind of like friends
two.
With.
Yeah, I've seen two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that I, being with Jethro on that, I'm seeing a love card. I'm seeing two different guys there, and I'm seeing kind of like it's kind of like a karmic thing. Like it's time for you to have something good.
Okay.
Is there two guys that? If they're interested in?
Yeah. I mean, there might be a couple more than that. It's like I have fun. I see different guys, you know, but I don't know, like, the one, they both been my friend for about a couple years now.
Yeah.
Maybe there's two serious ones. So maybe that's what I'm seeing is there's something different in a relationship a little bit. Deeper, a little bit more committed. That's where the shift is coming.
Well, there's one from my past. I don't know if that's the one you're talking about.
With an R in their name?
R. No.
I keep seeing it, and I feel like they call him like Scrubby or something. They call him something. I keep getting a funny, like a nickname or an energy there with this person, but his real physical name or something. And they keep telling me that this is like me and Patty both getting there, both serious. And I feel like the better one's going to win out with the verbal. The way to really get to you in relationship and be with you is to come out and talk with you about it and work with it. You like a guy who's assertive about the fact of how he really feels with you. You're not crazy about just being silly. You want him to actually talk to you about how he really wants to be with you, and you're looking at the future. I feel this being a very positive thing. They're showing me the like you looking at the earth, and you're like picking out where you're going to be or what you're going to do with this person. I'm feeling that real strong. I'm using crystals tonight. I had someone tease me about some of my other tools, and that's what I'm feeling with you. I'm seeing that real strong. So
okay.
we love you, Keisha. You come back and you stay
you
with
so
us a little
much.
Longer. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Keisha.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye. We love you. We got a lot of you guys. We got a lot of new listeners, a lot of our listeners that listened to us before, and listeners that are teasing us about this sound. Please work with us in the archives. It will be there. I know a lot of you guys are going, some of my reading was just out of there. Go into the archive and listen, because I guarantee you 90% of the time you will be able to hear us even better. And if not, I'll work with them tomorrow's weekend. I'll work with them Monday, and I'll have Blog Talk Radio working with us. We're down to the last 5 minutes. The show's gone wild. We're going to take 4:05.
Wow.
We're live. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Frustrated. I want to pull their wires, but if I do, then they will not be connected to my radio anymore. I'm telling you the truth. You asked me. This is Jethro and Patty and a lot of wild energy on Blog Talk, and you are?
I'm Rita.
Hey, Rita, welcome to the side.
Hi. My question is, we had a Reveal monitor put in my husband's chest for his heart. Is this the right move? Are we on the right track?
Am I here? Do you hear me?
Yeah,
you
can hear.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was lost again. Question, Jethro.
I'm feeling that. I have to have you repeat the question a little bit, Rita. They said the monitor, and I got your husband. I know it's something with his health and his chest.
They put a Reveal monitor in to monitor his heart, and I'm wondering, are we on the right track?
Of discovering what it is, I think you definitely are.
Yeah.
Definitely are.
Rita, it's very sad.
It's like a discovery process, huh? Is that what they're doing with them? Like a discovery process?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They have done the external, and now they have implanted this one for internal.
Okay. Is there a woman in the mix in all this? A woman doctor or technician or something?
Is that lady? Is she a lady? Yes.
Yeah,
FDA.
That's what I'm getting. Okay, she's going to really see some stuff with that. She's going to be one to like see it, visit it, figure it out, help figure it out, or help the other, you know, to go there. Because I saw a real strong woman going, got this. So, yes, on the right track.
Good, good, good. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to put our blessings and time with you to go. And we've got to look going quickly as we can with as many of you. Thank you, guys, our loyal fans. And you are right. I have got a hold of them tonight. There's no tech on tonight. So me and Patty have single win, wildly one-handled this all the way through. But believe assured that I will be on the phone with them early, first thing in the morning when we start the next week of what is happening. We're having so much technical difficulties. This is pretty intense.
It's all in his terms, not yours. That's what your guides are sharing. Is this
okay? That person's listening.
That was Melissa.
Yeah, you're listening to Melissa 917. You've got to, if you want to, me and Patty can help you next if you'd like to try to turn with us, but you got to turn Melissa down.
Not getting, he's like a spoiled kid and he can't express to
okay.
you.
Okay. They're happy with Melissa and I am too. So you go ahead with Melissa. We'll go right on. She's one of our best friends. She's just a sweetie. We were laughing at Wednesday because Wednesday was so intense with other energies that things were happening. Now we've got her back. She's haunting us. I will tease her Wednesday and say, stop haunting me and Patty. 832, this is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Patty Negri. And 832, would you like to take a turn?
Hello?
Yes, you got in. We got two whole, we got a minute and a half. Give me your name and question here. We'll quickly try to help you. Okay.
My name is Prince.
Oh, come on now. This is getting really wild. It's hang on.
Hello?
832. Yes, hello. We got you. Hang on. Don't let them get you scared. Give us your name and your question.
Hello? Am I on air?
You're wild and you're on air.
Yeah. My name is Prince, and I'm calling out of Houston, Texas. And I feel like my life is just going downhill. I often get overlooked a lot. On job interviews and just in everything, period. And I have a sibling in my life that, you know, she's chatting with celebrities on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We go to, like, a lot of the same job interviews. She gets hired, I don't. I have a mild handicap, and I feel like I'm being overlooked. And I feel like, you know, I'm going to die alone and miserable.
No, you're not, Prince. No.
No, you're not. Prince, you're taking on a victim mentality, and it's, I can't, easy to do. Things are hard, and things going to, but you've got to find a little beam of light wherever you can, and focus there, and move towards that, whatever it is. This is the sort of thing I say all the time. So many people might have you know, all the hours in the day, they might have 23 good hours and one bad hour. So many people will spend those 23 good hours complaining about the one bad hour, and it could actually be turned around. Even if, say, you had 23 bad hours that you're, you know, things aren't going right, you had one good minute or one, focus on that, and you color those all with that. That is where your life will lead. As crazy as it sounds, as oversimplified as it sounds, that is how energy works. Claim your power, claim your right.
Yes, and I'm very much behind. And Prince, I know it's really crazy. I've got your number. I will call you, and if you're willing to do it, I will give you a free one-hour reading with Psychic Jethro. I'll have to get a hold of you tomorrow because I've got a tonight's real late, and I've got a party I'm doing here. But I will call you tomorrow and set up a time. Or you can go on jethrosmith.net. I'll set with you, set a schedule, and I'll give you a free hour reading because there's some stuff that's going on with you. And Patty's right about it. I want to work with you on some abundance work and some energy there. I can work with you and get some things going. You've got some things happening, and what the angels want to do with you, Prince, is bring you to a level of strength. So if you're willing to do it with me, I can work with you and get some things happening. We'll put some positive light in there. I'll help you with some toning. I'll send you a few things. It's free from me. It's $120 value. It's for you being psychic gone wild and being patient tonight as all these phones went through this. The rest of you guys, we love you. You know, I'll be calling you tomorrow, Prince. Hang in there, okay? We love all of you guys. We are at a point where the shows went wild. And Patty, let's tell them where they can see us, and then we got to go.
Okay. Find Psychics Gone Wild. Of course, you can find me on pattynegri.com, PattyNegri.com, and Jethro.
At JethroSmith.net. We love all of you guys. You know that you're there. Hang in with us. Please put your complaints into Blog Talk. Where you guys put in there and let them know. It helps me when I do a technical support. Single-handedly, you have probably cleaned up a lot of our problems with our show. For us to continue on and give you the good service we do, we got to have you guys let Blog Talk know that these things are happening. Thank you, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.